The first time I met Chris, I was with my sister, and he actually hired us as wildlife interns to work for the Red Wolf Reintroduction Project that was going on in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. It was 1995. I was 20 years old, and it was my first time doing any kind of field work. I actually spent a year living in the park and taking care of red wolves that we had in captivity there that were yet to be released, and also radio tracking the wild wolves that had been released in the park. And at that point, Chris had already been working for the Red Wolf Reintroduction Project for years. It started in North Carolina. It branched out to the Smokies, and that's where my sister and I worked for a year with him.
So basically, the red wolves were almost extinct in the wild?
Yes, that's true. Their numbers were so low that the Fish and Wildlife Service in the 70s decided to do something kind of unprecedented. They actually removed the last remaining individuals that they knew of, and then they brought them to a captive breeding facility to get their numbers up. And then they took those animals to reintroduce into the wild, and they started in North Carolina.
And then through the work of your brother-in-law, there's some in the wild now, right?
Yes. The population has been fluctuating, 100 to 200 wolves for a while there in eastern North Carolina. And then the project in the Smokies didn't actually work out, so they pulled out of there, but they had a larger population in eastern North Carolina there. So
back to when you first met him, your sister, were they partners at that time?
No, actually, we just hit it off right away. Like, it was so strange. Within the first week of meeting Chris and working with him, we became this sort of quick family, a shared humor, shared concerns, shared interests, energy. I mean, we just clicked right away. And Chris was the best first mentor I could have had as a field biologist. He's so energetic. He's so smart. He cared so much about those wolves. And he's been like a teacher, a mentor, a brother, a best friend to me for 20 some years. And so a few years after we started working with him is when my sister and him got married. So we kind of met him through the project, and then ultimately so then he got to be part of my real family when he married my sister.
So this documentary film about him, Staring Down Fate, it's not only just about his work with the wolves, it's also about his personal story with the ALS disease.
Yes, yeah. The film started out purely as just, something about red wolves. But during the course of the filming, Chris was diagnosed with ALS. And so it took a kind of a drastic turn. And Jeff agreed to continue filming about this experience that Chris was going through, and it kind of morphed into not only about red wolves and Chris's diagnosis, but there's some exploration about a connection between environmental exposures and these kinds of diseases like ALS and Parkinson's that are out there that we don't have a lot of information about.
Hosting this showing of this documentary about your brother-in-law for Petersburg, what would you like to see come out of it?
Well, first of all, I do want to show it here because many people in Petersburg actually donated to the making of the film, which my family and I are so grateful for. And I always knew that I wanted to show it. It can offer up a discussion for a lot of important issues about what we're doing with our environment, how we're caring for this land, and how we're caring for our planet, how it affects us by what we eat, what we breathe in, living life with purpose, living life with meaning.
Sounds like a story of humanity, almost.
It is. It is. I mean, there's so much to learn from him. And this day and age, I feel like we have to have more discussions like this and find out, what are we doing to ourselves? It's such a huge scale. It seems impossible to figure out. But there's people trying to figure it out. And I feel like Chris's story, this movie, could be a message to help carry that through.